I'm Gordy, and I'm here today to interview people regarding the coronavirus outbreak and how they have been affected by it. First, I will be interviewing my mom, who works in healthcare on the front line. This podcast is being produced May 7th in the home of my parents in Egg Harbor Township at 7.05 p.m. Okay, now I would like to introduce you to my mom, Jessica Gordy. So mom, tell us how the coronavirus is affecting you.
Hello. So for me, this has been a very stressful time. I am a tech on a critical care floor where we have several patients with the coronavirus. Not only my patients, but I also have several coworkers out as well. I have lost many patients where I have to sit in a room and hold their hand until the end, since they cannot have family come be with them. That alone is emotionally and mentally hard on me. Then when I'm done my 12-hour shift, I have to come home and strip down and pray I don't give it to you, your brother, or your dad, which weighs on me a lot, on top of being worried about getting sick myself. For me, it's a very scary time, but we will get through it one day at a time.
Oh, wow, Mom. That gives me a lot to think about. I never knew it was so hard. I would now like to introduce you to my Nan, Cindy O'Boyle, who is a teacher at Bridgeton High School. Now, Nan, how do you feel about the pandemic?
Hi, everyone. Like Ryan said, I'm a teacher at Bridgeton High School, and the coronavirus has impacted me because I am unable to work with my students like I'm used to. The students are sometimes having a difficult time with their online work, and my not being there for them all the time is very difficult for me. I do try to help them online, and we manage to combat the things that happen, but sometimes, you know, there's always those couple of kids that miss the class meetings, as I'm sure all teachers know. Anyway, I do miss the kids. I'm used to going to work. I've been doing it for a very, very long time. And I feel like I'm not as effective as I could be inside the classroom working with the students on a day-to-day basis. It also has, this is going to sound crazy, but it has I'm also impacted in a positive way because it does allow me to keep myself at home, and I have been getting a lot of things that I keep putting off done around my house, and that's a good thing. Anyway, I do miss my kids, and I would like to get back to work, so I'm looking forward to September.
Thank you for sharing, Ann, and it's a good thing you see the good in it. Now I would like to introduce my dad, Ryan Gordy Sr. Now, Dad, how has this virus affected you?
Hello, my name is Ryan Gordy Sr., and the coronavirus has impacted me in many different ways. The memories and the moments that it has robbed me and my wife of in regards to our two youngest sons. My oldest son, Ryan Gordy Jr., who rose crew for the Egg Harbor Township high school crew team, and my youngest son, Elijah, who plays middle school baseball for the Alder Middle School. And then obviously my son's last year in middle school and all the other extracurricular activities that they did take place. Or they did take part in. So the moments and the memories we will not get back, as a lot of families are dealing with that as well. So financially, the coronavirus has tremendously impacted my place of employment. I'm definitely not earning the same amount of money, and that most likely will be the case for many months to come as we try to recover from the effects of this pandemic. A positive thing that has come out of the quarantine is both my sons interact a little different with each other. I guess it's, you know, beginning of the quarantine, they were normal brothers, bickering at each other. He said this, he said that, fighting with each other. And then you look up and now they're hanging in the same room. It's almost like they had no choice, which is good. That's a good thing. There's a bond being formed there. So that is a positive taken from the the coronavirus quarantine. And then obviously the fact that we are able to spend more time together. There's no, the other side of it, there is no sports. So we're able to sit at home and watch Netflix or just hang out and have a good time. So that's the only positive. And honestly, that might be the only positive. Other than that, one of the most important things that I do want to talk about is my wife. She is a healthcare worker who works at the Atlantic City Medical Center. And she is, I don't want to say the front lines, but it is the front lines. South Jersey's not as affected as North Jersey, but affected nonetheless. And one patient is as bad as more than one patient. So the medical center does have multiple patients with COVID-19, and it's extremely stressful to my wife. And honestly, I don't really know what it feels like. I'm the husband at home. So, but I can see it. It's written all over her face. And I just wanted to tell her thank you. And thank you to her coworkers as well. They are ultimately the true heroes in all of this. The pandemic has shown me that the people like the movie stars and the athletes and all the people that we spend our money to allow to entertain us, they really don't mean anything. They're sitting at home like us. And the medical workers are the LeBron James of the world now. So thank you. And I'm Ryan Gordy Sr., and that is how the coronavirus has impacted me.
Oh, I didn't know it affected you like that. Well, I would like to thank you all for taking the time and sitting down with me and sharing how this virus has affected you. Now, personally, I feel I should give my opinion on this topic and how it's affected me. As a student and as a teenager, the obvious bad being that I can't participate in school activities or sports and can't see my friends as much. And now that school has been moved to online for the time being, I'm finding it hard to maintain balance within my classes without my procrastination taking effect. But the good being, I have time to reflect on what is truly being given to me. The opportunities that are being presented are overwhelming to spend time with the ones you love most. If there's one thing to take away from all this, is to appreciate every moment, because life is not guaranteed. And as we approach closer to the end of my sophomore year, I began to realize that these are the best moments of my life, and it's moving faster than I'd like it to, which is why now I would try my best to be the greatest I can be. Now, thank you all for stopping by, and we'll see you next time.